Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, Introduction to Physics in the MCAT. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following. An overview of the MCAT. The MCAT test format and scoring. Rapid learning for the MCAT. MCAT physics test topics. MCAT physics question types and example illustrations. MCAT test preparation strategies, and MCAT test-taking strategies. The MCAT concept map. The new MCAT coursework is divided into four sections: chemical and physical foundations, biological and biochemical foundations, psychological and social foundations, and a critical analysis and reasoning section. The chemical and physical foundations section includes general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, and physics. The biological and biochemical foundations includes general and organic chemistry, biochemistry, and biology. The psychological and social foundations include psychology, sociology, and biology. Physics in the MCAT. General physics is tested in Section 1, Chemical and Physical Foundations. In this tutorial, we'll go over the topic list for general physics in the MCAT, the test format, including passage questions and discrete questions, as well as exam techniques, test-taking strategies, and test preparation strategies. Together, we'll apply these concepts to MCAT problem solving. Let's begin with an introduction to the new MCAT. First, what is the MCAT? The MCAT is the Medical College Admission Test. It's a standardized exam that most prospective students must take in order to gain admission to medical schools in the US and Canada. The MCAT is offered throughout the year in the months of January, April, May, June, July, and August, and September. To register, visit the MCAT official website. The ideal time to take the MCAT is when you've completed the basic science courses and between 12 and 18 months before entry into medical school. The structure of the MCAT. The MCAT is divided into four test sections with a 10-minute break in between each section. Section 1 is Chemical and Physical Foundations of Biological Systems. Section 2, Critical Analysis and Reasoning Skills. Section 3, Biological and Biochemical Foundations of Living Systems. And Section 4, Psychological, Social, and Biological Foundations of Behavior. The MCAT score consists of four individual section scores and one total score. Each section score has a range of between 118 and 132, with a midpoint of 125. The total score, the sum of all four sections, has a range between 472 and 528, with a midpoint of 500. The scores are released approximately 1 to 2 months after the test. The MCAT scores are equated, and this is designed to correct small differences in difficulty among exams on different dates. Remember, the MCAT is completely computer-based. Test specifics and the subjects covered on the MCAT. The chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social include 59 questions, which are given 95 minutes to complete. The fourth section, the critical reasoning, has 53 questions, which are given 90 minutes to complete. In the chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social, there are 44 passage questions and 15 multiple choice. In the critical reasoning section, all 53 are passage type questions. It's a longer test. The entire test will be 6 hours and 15 minutes long, with an optional 10-minute break between each section. The total seat time is 7 hours and 30 minutes. Mental math and calculations on the MCAT. Currently, the MCAT does not permit the use of a calculator on the test. Scratch paper is provided. Arithmetic and basic algebra calculations are common in the MCAT's general chemistry and physics questions. Most numerical answers of the MCAT are sufficiently far apart to allow imprecision. To prepare for this exam, learn to do mental math and simple calculations using scratch paper. For more complex numerical problems, estimate by hand. Note, some rapid learning chapter problem drills will require you to use calculations that involve a calculator. In these cases, focus on the steps of problem solving and use a calculator if you must for numerical parts, but make an attempt to estimate first. There is no equation sheet provided for the MCAT. A periodic table is provided during the exam answer questions in the physical and chemical foundation section. No equation sheet is provided, and it's not permitted to bring your own. All formulas and equations should be memorized. Simple and common physical constants should also be memorized, although they may be stated in the question statements. Now let's move on to discuss rapid learning for the MCAT. What is rapid learning? Rapid learning is a set of breakthrough methods to increase the speed of learning and deepen the understanding of the subjects. This is done by breaking down each complex subject into 24 manageable units, which are facilitated by rich media teaching, providing an effective multimodal learning opportunity. The science of rapid learning. Rapid learning takes advantage of multimodal learning. Learning styles can be described using the acronym VARC. V, which is visual. A, which is oral. R, read and write. And K, kinesthetic. Rapid learning courses are designed to optimize the learning experience for all four types of learners by presenting materials visually, providing narrations for oral learners, involving students with interaction drills, and encouraging note-taking and rewriting of review cheat sheets to engage both read and write and kinesthetic learners. The redesigned MCAT. The new MCAT is a balanced approach of content, inquiries, and reasoning. Content knowledge, and science and inquiry reasoning. There are a number of courses required for the MCAT, each with its own content and skills necessary for the exam. The rapid learning pathway to the MCAT. The MCAT big ideas are classified by the course content. Learning objectives are in each of the 24 core concepts. The rapid learning pathway leads to enduring understanding through the use of 24 core tutorials, 24 problem drills, 24 review sheets, 24 printable ebooks, and 24 MP3 audiobooks. The MCAT big ideas are integrated into six subjects: the MCAT general chemistry, organic chemistry, MCAT physics, MCAT biology, biochemistry, and psychology. Rapid learning versus other test prep strategies. Rapid learning is not a review course, it's rather a relearn of the subjects from the start visually. Other test prep strategies include printed books or test prep classes by college students. They're generally a high-level review. Rapid learning are rich media courses designed by professors, and they include a comprehensive relearning of the material. If you're looking for a simple review, go for Amazon's test prep books. If you're looking to restudy the subject courses from the beginning to the end, use rapid learning. For many, the combination of both might work best. Now let's move on to discuss physics on the MCAT including a topic list, an overview of MCAT physics, and we'll preview question formats. Physics topics on the MCAT. The physics topics on the MCAT include translational motion, force and motion, gravitation, equilibrium and momentum, work and energy, waves and periodic motion, sound, fluids and solids, electrostatics and electromagnetism, electronic circuit elements, light and geometrical optics, and atomic and nuclear structure. The MCAT is made up of two question types, passage questions and multiple choice or discrete questions. The majority, approximately 75% of the questions, will be passage-based questions. Passages can be an informational presentation, problem-solving techniques, research studies, or persuasive arguments in the context of biological systems. The remaining 25% will be standalone multiple choice or discrete questions. Let's discuss passage-based questions, including an example. Passage-based questions require information found in the passage as well as outside knowledge. For example, if a stone is thrown upwards, it falls back to the surface of the earth after attaining a height which depends upon the velocity of projection. The stone needs large velocity to escape the gravitational pull of the earth. The escape velocity from the earth is 11.2 kilometers per second. The minimum speed with which a body must be projected from the earth's surface so that it completely overcomes the gravitational pull and never returns to earth, even in orbit, is known as escape velocity. The value of escape velocity for a planet remains the same. Each passage on the MCAT will be accompanied by between 4 and 8 questions. Here are some example passage questions. Number 1. For a given planet, the value of escape velocity A. keeps changing randomly, B. increases, C. remains constant, or D. none of the above. The correct answer based on the passage was C. it remains constant. Second example question. What is the escape velocity of the Earth? A. 11.2 kilometers per second, B. 9 kilometers per second, C. 14 kilometers per second, or D. 13 kilometers per second. The correct answer based on the passage was A. 11.2 kilometers per second. Discrete questions. Discrete questions on the MCAT are multiple choice type questions with 4 answer options. You're required to pick the one best answer. They are standalone without any accompanying passage. For example, there are 3 types of radiation: alpha, beta, and gamma. Gamma rays are the most useful type of radiation because it can kill off living cells easily without leaving any harmful residue. They are therefore often used to fight cancer and to sterilize food. What is being released during this process? A. Electrons, B. Neutrons, C. Protons, or D. Photons. Here are some tips to answer this discrete question. The alpha and beta radiation consist of actual matter that shoots off the atom, while gamma rays are electromagnetic waves. Therefore, A, B, and C can be eliminated, and the correct answer is D, photons. Now let's move on to discuss MCAT test preparation strategies. Here's an overview of test preparation, a 4-step process. Number 1 is to manage your time. 1 hour, 1 chapter at a time. Number 2 is to understand the concepts. These are presented in the core tutorials. Number 3, do the practice problems, the practice drills. And number 4, review efficiently. Let's begin by discussing the first step, which is time management. Use your time wisely. Study only the topics that will be on the MCAT. The MCAT does not contain every single physics concept. There are some topics that are in your textbook that are not on the MCAT. Don't waste time on concepts not tested. Use this tutorial series to focus on the tested material. Focus core study hours on weak areas. Study all the topics listed on the MCAT Big Ideas. Then focus your efforts on your weak areas. Don't study all the topics concurrently. Master a topic before moving on to the next one. An important part of time management is to plan ahead and set a study schedule for yourself. Set aside a couple of hours every day to study. Write this down on your calendar, for example. In rapid learning, you'll need to study 1 to 2 hours, or in other words, 1 to 2 chapters, every day. You need to study and practice every day in the coming weeks and months before the MCAT. Here's an important point about how our brains store information. Space out your study to avoid cramming for the MCAT. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. However, as any neurologist will tell you, building long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time increases memory and the understanding of concepts. Do not cram for the MCAT. The second step of our MCAT preparation overview was to master the concepts. Learn the general concepts that connect with each other. For example, Newton's three laws of motion are the most important concepts when it comes to force, energy, mass, and momentum. Once you know these, you'll be able to make connections between mass and weight, spring force and tension, and other basic forces. You need to generalize and connect concepts. Generalizing concepts allows you to understand and solve other concepts without memorizing them. For example, when a car takes a sharp turn to the right, the passenger sitting in it is thrown to the left. This is because the lower part of the body is in contact with the car, but the upper part tends to move in the original direction due to inertia. What's the reason for this? Every body continues to be in its state of rest or uniform motion along a straight line unless it's compelled by an external force to change that state. What is this, in other words? This statement is Newton's first law of motion, inertia. It's also important to resolve concepts to get your questions answered. If you have questions about a physics concept or problem, don't leave them hanging. Get an answer. Whether it's classical or quantum mechanics, electricity or magnetism, make sure you do whatever it takes to master the concept. It may feel tedious or even a waste of time to Google for just one answer. However, these unresolved questions will show up again and very likely on the MCAT. The third step in the MCAT preparation is to practice problems. Practice problems to solidify concept understanding. Concepts must be applied to fully understand them. Physics is about the nature and properties of matter and energy. Physics introduces a lot of new concepts, including mechanics, heat, light, sound, waves, electricity, magnetism, and atomic and nuclear physics. Concept understanding goes hand in hand with doing practice problems. As soon as you learn a new concept, try to solve the practice problems that come with this tutorial series. You can also use textbooks and online sources for more practice. Also, try to do a few full-length practice tests in stages. It's also important in your MCAT preparation for creative supplemental study. Summarize what you've learned with cheat sheets. By cheat sheets, we mean a sheet that's a summary of what you learned in a simple and brief outline for a chapter. You can use the ones provided with this series, but making your own is also a wonderful way to cement concepts in your head. You can also use your smartphone for audio learning. Audio learning is ideal for learning on the go. It reinforces what you've learned visually, and you can practice recalling from your long-term memory. Rapid Learning provides 24 audiobooks for 24 chapters in a subject. Plug the MP3 into your smartphone and start learning. Now I'll move on to discuss MCAT test-taking strategies. First, here's a test-taking overview. Number one, know the test inside and out before you take the MCAT. Number two, plan your attack the minute the test begins. Number three, use techniques to build focus. It will improve your score. Number four, apply techniques to zoom in on the answer and avoid exam traps. And number five, if you don't know the answer, guess the right way. The first test-taking strategy is to know the MCAT. Prepare ahead of time and know what the test process is. Bring your alert mind and a valid ID and leave your personal items in your locker or at home. You need to arrive at least 30 minutes before the start time and be prepared for the check-in process. Know the format of the test inside and out so there's no surprises. Also, know the instructions of the different sections to save time the day of the test. The second test-taking strategy is to plan your attack. Use game plan strategies. Scan the section and make a note of where the midpoint question is and try and be there halfway through the time. Use the on-screen clock to keep track of your time. Use approximately 1 minute per question for multiple choice. The rest of the time is needed to read and refer to passages. Except for the standalone questions, answer problems sequentially, as information from an earlier problem may help you understand a later problem. The third step is building your focus. Getting into a rhythm by focusing. Confidence builds speed, accuracy, and score. Trust your instincts and don't waste time second-guessing yourself. To improve your concentration, do one problem at a time and do not worry about the problem before or after. Use the scratch paper to organize your thoughts and draw your attention. Breathe deeply and refocus on what you know. And also set the time limit on each problem and move on. Another test-taking strategy is to zoom in on the answer. Be efficient in solving problems. Try to think of an answer to the question before looking at the answer choices. Then look for your answer to see if it's there. This helps avoid traps. If you can't think of an answer first, scan through all the choices. But don't pick the first one you see that looks good, because there might be a better one later. Be aware of absolutes. Rarely are things always or never in the world. And if you see two opposite choices, usually one of them is correct. The fifth test-taking strategy is to guess the right way. Make an educated guess by eliminating wrong answers first. The MCAT does not penalize you for wrong answers. This means you should answer every question, even if you're guessing, because there is a chance you might choose the correct answer. To make an educated guess, eliminate wrong answers first. Here's an example. Which of the following is an example for the conservation of momentum? A. A plane reducing its speed to land. B. The driver of a car stepping on the brakes to stop. C. A fast-moving boat. Or D. The launching of a rocket. So if you came across this question and you didn't know the answer immediately, if you knew that a fast-moving boat remains in continuous momentum, you can cross out answer choice C. Now your odds of guessing the correct answer have gone from 1 in 4 to 1 in 3. You need to be aware of the familiar. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer choice. This tempts students to choose the wrong answer because it seems correct at first glance. Here's an example. What happens to the period of a simple pendulum if the mass of the bob is doubled? A. The period of the pendulum is doubled. B. The period of the pendulum is inversely proportional to the mass of the bob. C. The period of the pendulum increases but does not double. Or D. The period is independent of the mass. In this problem, choice A is the trap because most students intuitively assume that as the mass is doubled, the period doubles. When you're answering these questions, beware of the absolute. Beware of the absolute using words like always, never, none, or all. This type of answer choice is usually wrong because it only takes one exception to break the absolute. In most cases, the relative words like possibly, sometimes, or most of the time often indicate the correct answer. So going back to our problem about what happens to the period of a simple pendulum if the mass of the bob is doubled, we'd previously disqualified answer choice A. Now on observation, we see that answer choice B was also an absolute statement. The period of the pendulum is inversely proportional to the mass of the bob. This leaves answer choice C and D. For this question, the correct answer choice is D. The period of the simple pendulum is independent of the mass. Here now are some tips on how to deal with similar and opposite answer choices. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are often both incorrect. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because there can only be one correct answer. However, if two answer choices are opposites, one of them is probably correct because the test wants you to differentiate between two core ideas. Here's an example question of the significance of opposites. Surface tension is the stretching force that exists over the surface of a liquid. What happens to the surface tension when temperature increases? Is it A, surface tension increases, B, surface tension decreases, C, surface tension remains the same, or D, surface tension increases or decreases randomly? If you're completely unsure which is the correct answer for this question, you should focus on answer choice A and B because they're opposites of each other. In this case, the correct answer choice is B, surface tension decreases. Here's an example question that requires wrong answer elimination. The first law of thermodynamics is the law which deals with A, sound energy, B, conserving energy, C, utilization of energy, or D, potential energy. If you don't know the answer to the question, you should notice that choice A and D are automatically both incorrect because they are unrelated answers to what you're being asked in the question. Therefore, you're left with choice B or C. These are opposite answers of each other, out of which B is the correct answer. The first law of thermodynamics is the law that deals with conserving energy. Summary. The following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. The MCAT is a standardized test for medical school admission. It contains four equally weighted sections. There are three science sections, each with 59 questions in 95 minutes, and one critical reasoning section with 53 questions in 90 minutes. There are two question types, passage and discrete. Each section has a score range of between 118 and 132 with a midpoint of 125. The MCAT total score, the sum of all the sections, has a range of between 472 and 528 with a midpoint of 500. Rapid Learning provides six MCAT subjects in general and organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, physics, and psychology. General physics in the MCAT is tested in one science section. The contents are covered in a traditional two-semester general physics course. Congratulations for completing the Introduction to Physics in the MCAT audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.